fresh on a Tuesday. And speaking of heads and hearts, I got a special interview coming your way right now. Listen closely, particularly if you have a young man in your life, maybe a child, maybe you are a young man and you are finding that in 2024 the world is upside down and the challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis are many and multiplying, and well, like, how do you even begin to find your way and to set your compass? Luckily, I have an expert in the studio with me who, well, this is his game. Donovan Rabi is his name. He's a dedicated life coach specializing in helping young men navigate the unique challenges they face today. And I'm really excited to get into a conversation with him to find out about a special 12-week one-on-one life coaching for young men program that he rolls with. He empowers clients to build self-esteem, to manage stress, improve relationships, and achieve their personal and professional goals. Who wouldn't want that, right? His approach is rooted in positive psychology, focusing on strengths and potential to foster lasting personal growth. And so, now you're getting the picture. Now you can see why I'm so excited to get into a special one-on-one conversation right here on Radio Life and Style, and welcoming the man to the microphone right now, Donovan Rabi. Welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for the awesome introduction. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Great to have you. And I think it's a perfect moment to be having this conversation right now on a chilly Tuesday morning in the middle of winter when it's easy to be feeling kind of frigid and stuck and confused. And I imagine this is a difficult time for anyone right now, but particularly if you're a young person trying to find your way. And a young man at this moment, 2024, what inspired you to become a life coach, specifically focusing on young men?
Yeah, good question. So it actually started with me. It was my own struggles trying to make it into manhood. Leaving school, you know, the world hits you like a ton of bricks. You think school is challenging and then the world meets you and I was not prepared at all for it. I struggled a lot. I struggled with my own mental health challenges to find my own path in life, you know. So I basically, through my struggles, I realized how many young men are going through this very thing all the time, you know, and I had no one to speak to. I had no one to guide me. I mean, I had a lot of friends and family, but no one to mentor me, to move me in the right direction, you know. I mean, they were all going through their own stuff, never mind me trying to figure out my stuff.
Well, that's the thing, and it's kind of a specialist skill set, being a life coach, being a guide and a mentor, and trying to give someone advice that's coming from a trusted third party, you know, someone who isn't part of the friend and family fabric, who, you know, who hasn't got an agenda or a bias they're pushing. What are some of the most common challenges you feel young men are facing today?
Yeah, so, I mean, like you said earlier, there are many. I find one of the biggest problems is their confidence levels are shot. And then they start suppressing their issues, you know, and that creates more stress. So, you know, I really find that there's so much happening and it happens at such a fast pace that they can't quite gather themselves. They can't quite gather the direction they need to go. So I help them really to focus on what is important to them, their values, who they are in this world and how they can express themselves.
And your sort of a typical young man client age, what are we looking at?
So mainly from about, I would say, 15 to even up until almost 30, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, it's I struggled into my 30s, you know, so like there's no, it's not just that you are young and out of school, it's that you can be working and still really be lost.
Yeah. No, I mean, why cap it at 30? I mean,
yeah, sure.
And what can clients expect during this 12-week program? I mean, how does the needle move over 12 weeks?
Yeah, sure. So the main thing is trust. You know, I've got to develop that trust right off the bat. I found that helping them understand their values first and foremost, and basically building a mission statement around those values is so critical, because it helps put them at the center of their life.
Okay.
So we start from that point. Then we move on to what are their long-term goals, short-term, medium, building on their strengths, helping them develop their confidence. So I think the most important thing is they feel safe to speak to someone. When they can feel that they're not being judged, that they're in a safe space, they can be like, wait, who am I in this process? And how do I move forward? So that's basically how the 12 weeks unfold.
And that core of trust being the sort of jumping off point or the starting point for the whole process, I suppose you can't emphasize enough how important it is to really establish that in the beginning. And why do you think it's so foundational? And do you think it sets you apart in terms of your approach versus other stuff that might be out there?
I mean, I think if you're at this level, you need to understand that trust is important. It is the one thing. I don't know about other people, but I have found that if I can develop trust, they will learn to trust me, they'll trust the process, and they will trust themselves more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And then when it comes to the other side of the equation, parents, for example, how do you involve them in the coaching process, if at all? Do they get buy-in themselves?
Yeah, so they are critical. It's often them who reaches out to me, so we form an alliance. However, it's mainly between me and the client, which is the young man, and so those sessions are strictly confidential and private, but I do share some information with the parent on how it's going. And then I help with the parents to also not feel alone on this journey, because they're trying their best, but they just don't know, which way to turn. So in that regard, I help steer them in the right direction.
So there is this kind of circle of trust, in a sense, that you build. And with that in place, then you've got a roadmap for some meaningful change over 12 weeks, eh?
Yes, definitely. And, it goes between the sessions. So I give them tasks to do during the week, a lot of self-reflection. So they're maximizing their time with me.
And for anyone listening to this right now who, hearing the message here, feels like it's resonating with them, and this is something that they'd like to find out more about, what advice would you give to young men or to parents considering life coaching?
Don't do it on your own. You don't have to be the experts in your life. You can have a team of experts with you, and that's when you start to flourish. I get a lot of people want to do things on their own, and they think they can they have the stamina, but sometimes they just need someone in their corner, someone to guide them through the messiness of the soul. And I provide that. So I am part of their team. They're not part of my team. I'm part of their team.
And do you find sometimes in your engagement, when you've maybe been approached by parents to help out a young man who's floundering, and you've started building this trust, now you're engaging with the client, and you're getting his perspective, which might be very different and might involve a lot of aspects that the parents aren't even aware of, and with the best will in the world, they're doing their best, as you say, but they might in some way be stunting growth or be hindering development without even being aware of it. I suppose that kind of situation is conceivable, and it might then make sense for you to say, listen, whatever we discuss between you and me, as the client and the life coach, this is in confidence.
Yeah.
But the parents have the reassurance of knowing that you are ultimately here to make sure that there's a best case outcome for the young man, right?
Yeah, correct. And that's why it's so confidential, because I need to develop their trust. And often there are very sensitive issues that they don't want to share with their parents, or their loved ones. Sometimes it's about the very person, but mostly they want to feel safe, to know that, I'm not going to try and fix them or say they're broken or rush out to think that something's wrong. I'm an objective person in this whole thing. And so I don't have a hand to play in this. And so it allows me to have a look at this from the outside perspective.
Yeah. And when you do a bit of research into this stuff and you look at high achieving individuals in business and sport and, you know, right across the gamut of society, it's amazing to see how many into adulthood and into their professional success work with coaches in their own personal development capacity to make sure that they can weather the storms of life, because they come at you over the years from different directions, and none of us are immune, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, you look at the best teams in the world, everyone has a coach, you know, the best executives, they have a coach. It's, you know, it's not something that you need to work with when you are at a deficit, you know. Yes, you definitely can, and that takes you to the positive. So I think it's such a valuable asset, especially now that it's becoming a booming industry, to have such a person in your corner.
Well, if you're listening to this right now and you're just catching the tail end of the interview, I'm chatting to Donovan Robbie. He's a dedicated life coach specializing in helping young men navigate the unique challenges that they face today. And Donovan, for anyone interested in connecting and finding out more, how can someone get in touch with you and find out more about your program?
Yeah, good. So you can get me on my phone number. It's 078-952-0328. And my email address is bookings@lifecoachforyoungmen.co.za.
That's the website as well, by
the way.
That's
the website.
Lifecoachforyoungmen.co.za. Check it out right now if you're at your desk or if you've got your phone at hand. And reach out, because this is Donovan's game. And all he wants is to help unlock the potential for that young man, whether that young man is you or whether it's someone who's close to you. And I think we could all use a life coach in our corner. Why not start today? Donovan, thanks for giving us the scoop on Radio Life and Style. And here's to many young men taking up the call and getting in touch with you to make sure that beyond 2024, they can be the best versions of themselves, right?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I totally agree. Young men today really need this.
You're getting it right here on Radio Life and Style. Reach out, connect with Donovan, and find out more. Lifecoachforyoungmen.co.za. That's the website. And bringing you back to the music right now on a Tuesday. It's your local station, 88 FM.